You know what, Daisy? I don't know about doing music shows. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a newsreader, for goodness sake.
Stop talking to the correspondents, whatever they are, and start playing music, you know, for the listeners.
I hate that term DJ, a disc jockey. I mean, what decade is that name from, anyway?
You are a total snob.
Ease up there. You know I'm a talk show host, don't you?
You with your fancy voice and your big words. You probably don't know anything about music anyway.
That's my point. Actually, you know what? I do know a little bit about ABBA.
Well, then do a show about ABBA, you twat!
Oh,
You may hear a thunderstorm in the background here on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia, because it's a hot day and it's a thundering, kind of stormy day. Anyway, in replacement of our Love Is On The Air this week, we're actually going to do a special on ABBA, the history of ABBA. A lot of people think they started in, you know, their success was started in 1974 in Brighton when they won the Eurovision Song Contest for the first time for their home country of Sweden. Not true. Now, let's have a look at ABBA. They were formerly named Björn and Benny Agnetha and Anne Fried, or Björn and Benny Agnetha and Frida. And the thing is, they changed it to ABBA. In a sense, it was a palindrome, I guess. They're one of the most popular and successful music groups of all time, and are one of the best-selling music acts in the history of popular music, topping the charts worldwide from 74 to 1982, and again from 2016 to 2022, following their brief reunion. And as the thunder goes in the background, let's go back to 1968. This song, Sang Til Gore.
Som direktör på Stickans stora tröst. Där ska hon sitta tills hon dör och höra Stickans röst. Vare gör en sig, vare gör en dig.
Jag klarar inget utan dig.
Vare gör en sig, vare gör en dig.
Kan någon svara mig det svåraste? Det klarar hon, en stjärna har vi fått. Och ringer du, så svarar hon att this is Swedens ort. Agneta och Frida, allihop, och Björn och Benny med. De stressar henne med små ro. Ja, vem gör inte det?
Vad det gör en säg, vad det gör en hej. Vi klarar inget utan dig. Vad det gör en säg, vad det gör en dig. Kan någon svara mig?
I sommarnattens skeende, i höstens regn och din. Talar alltid leende med sina lajs musik. De ringer från Brasilien, från Japan och Irak, och håller samma stil igen och frågar samma sak.
Vad det gör en säg, vad det gör en hej. Vi klarar inget utan dig. Vad det gör en säg, vad det gör en hej. Svara mig.
Ja, överallt det gör El med och kollar vad som sker. Hon har sin lilla hand i det och mycket, mycket mer. Och nu så är det ännu en som ska ha liten hand. När hennes Anders ringer sen så hör vi nog ibland.
Var är jag? Säg vad det gör en dig. Jag klarar inget utan dig. Vad det gör en, säg vad det gör en dig. Kan någon svara mig? Vad det gör en, säg vad det gör en dig. Vi klarar inget utan dig. Vad det gör en, säg vad det gör en dig. Kan någon svara mig?
Yes, it was one of their first hits, and actually ABBA went to number one in Sweden in that time, 1969, and that song was Sang Til Gore for ABBA. Now, April 6, 1974 was one of the truly unforgettable nights in the history of the Eurovision Song Contest. In the midst of a polite and well-behaved lineup of artists, two men and two women rushed onto the stage at the Dome in Brighton, England. The group were wearing the glamorous, most glittering costumes this side of the Sweet, let's say, or Gary Glitter or David Bowie. The Sweet ballads and snappy Euro stompers that dominated the rest of that evening were brutally swept aside as the group burst into a song that forged a rocky beat with a catchy pop tune, all wrapped in a package of irresistible energy. The group and the song? ABBA, of course, and Waterloo. Needless to say, the group were that year's victors in the Eurovision Song Contest, and the breakthrough they achieved gave them a worldwide mega-hit, the first in a long row of international smashes. This is Waterloo. If you have just joined us, this is Henry for Bondi Tunes International, and we're doing a special, The History of ABBA. It's fascinating. And by the way, there is a storm going on outside my window here on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia, in the middle of summer. It's a stormy summer. 1976 for ABBA. In 1976, ABBA finally and firmly established themselves as one of the most popular groups in the world. The various hit compilations conquering the world during this period, well, entitled Greatest Hits or Best of ABBA, we keep on seeing that, depending on where you lived, of course, became global blockbusters. Classic single releases such as Fernando and Dancing Queen topped the charts all over the world, including the US in 1977. That's a rare thing. ABBA didn't make it big in the US very much. But they did also with Dancing Queen. That was their only stateside number one, actually. In late 1976, ABBA's fourth album, Arrival, was released. The album stormed up the charts and spawned such hits as Money, Money, Money and Knowing Me, Knowing You. This was followed by a concert tour of Europe and Australia between January and March 1977. You might know that Australia kind of launched ABBA internationally. because Australia went nuts for ABBA, even though Australia could not then access the Eurovision Song Contest. Anyway, back to that tour in Australia. The tour was a complete success, with capacity houses everywhere. When the tour reached Australia, work was also begun on the feature film ABBA, the movie. The premiere of the film in December 77 coincided with the release of ABBA, the album. Hits from the album included The Name of the Game and Take a Chance on Me.
If you change your mind, take a chance on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown.
And today we're doing the history of ABBA, one of the biggest bands on the planet. 1978. The spring of 1978 saw the group embarking on a major promotional campaign in the USA, leading to a top three single with Take a Chance on Me, and that's what you just heard. And then there was a top 20 entry for ABBA, the album. The hit singles Summer Night City and Chiquitita were followed by ABBA's sixth album, Voulez-Vous, released in April 1979. Earlier that year, Björn and Agnetha announced their divorce. This did not mean the end of ABBA. Typical Swedish, eh? But it did overthrow their image of two happy music-making couples. Voulez-vous, anyone? If you've just joined us, I'm Henry for Bondi Tunes International, and we're looking at the history of the world's, one of the world's, I think they're the world's greatest band, but I'm biased, ABBA, and you just heard Voulez-Vous. And, you know, ABBA's single in 1979, let's say ABBA's single Gimme Gimme Gimme, and Man After Midnight was released in the autumn of that year, coinciding with a major tour of Canada, the United States and Europe. Around the same time, a second compilation album, Greatest Hits Volume 2, became an international success.
We'll be right back.
across your world. In 1980, gosh, in March of that year, ABBA took their tour to Japan for what turned out to be their very last live concerts. In front of a paying audience, they were huge in Japan. The rest of the year was devoted to the recording of ABBA's next album, Super Trooper, containing classic hits like The Winner Takes It All. One of my favorite songs. Is it yours?
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I've played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. Shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad seeing me so tense. No self-confidence, but you see, the winner takes it.
Turns out that The Winner Takes It All was probably one of their largest hits. Not probably, it was one of their largest hits. A lot of people don't even realize that. It's funny. 1981. In February 81, the final blow was dealt to ABBA's happy couples image. From the 1970s, of course, when Benny and Frieda now announced their divorce. This still didn't stop the foursome from working together. This is what I'm thinking. It's very Swedish. Get on with business. Anyway, at the end of the year, ABBA's eighth album, The Visitors, was released with One of Us as its biggest hit single. Now, just think about this. The Winner Takes It All and One of Us are both similar in the sense that they were talking about their own personal lives in these songs. This is One of Us. One of Us from ABBA, representing their kind of reality check in their music about their own personal lives. 1982, through the course of that year, the energy was gradually running out for the group as Björn and Benny set their sights on writing the musical Chess, and Agnetha and Frida were reviving their solo careers. the only ABBA LP release that year was a compilation double album of their hit singles entitled The Singles, The First 10 Years, including two new songs. Although the single The Day Before You Came was one of the group's most accomplished recordings, it failed to become a worldwide hit on the scale they'd been used to. At the end of 82, ABBA decided to take a break. If they wanted to, they said, they could always get back together after a few years. It turned out to be after a few decades. This is another sad song reflecting their lives, The Day Before You Came.
I have left my house at 8 because I always do. My train, I'm certain, left the station just when it was 2. I must have read the morning paper going into town. And having gotten through the editorial, no doubt I must have.
Turning out the light, I must have you all cuddled up for you.
must have heard the sound of rain the day before you came.
Day Before You Came from ABBA, one of the world's largest bands, and we're doing a special on the history of ABBA. Let's go to circa 1990 now. You know, more than three decades after ABBA's temporary break, there still had been no reunion. But the group's music lives on. The 1990s saw the beginning of a major revival, with successful cover versions at high-profile movies using ABBA songs in their soundtracks, attracting a great deal of attention, I must say. And they were both Australian songs, Mamma Mia, and Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, 10 years later, and Muriel's Wedding. The compilation CD, ABBA Gold, was released in 1992 and sold more than 31 million copies to date. The 1993 companion album, More ABBA Gold, went on to sell, I think, about 3 million copies. The box set, Thank You for the Music, followed in 1994, containing all the hits, selected album tracks, plus rare and previously unreleased recordings. Thank You for the Music.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud.
So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without the song? That's what I mean. So I say thank you for
I'm a fan.
So I say thank you for the music, the
so lucky. I am the girl with golden hair. I wanna sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm
Well, it would seem that the juggernaut of ABBA would never really come to a halt. Right. Talking of such things, Voyage is the ninth and final studio album by the Swedish group ABBA, released 5th of November 2021. Now, with 10 songs written by Benny and Bjorn, it is the group's first album of the new material, of any new material, in 40 years. The album was supported by the dual single release of I Still Have Faith in You and Don't Shut Me Down, released alongside the album announcement on September 2nd, 2021. Just a Notion was issued as the third single on the 22nd of October of that year, followed by the fourth single, Little Things, on 3rd of December. A digital concert residency in support of the album, ABBA Voyage, opened in London on the 27th of May 2022. Now, Voyage debuted atop the British charts and, of course, the charts of Australia, Austria, Belgium, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, Ireland, and the Netherlands and New Zealand. It goes on. Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK, as I mentioned. It also became the group's highest charting studio album ever in Canada and the United States, debuting at number 2 on the charts in both countries. The album was nominated for Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album at the 2023 Grammy Awards. This is really saying something. In addition to nominations for I Still Have Faith in You and Don't Shut Me Down, the former for Record of the Year at 2022 Grammy Awards, that is Don't Shut Me Down, the first Grammy nomination for the group ever, and the latter for Record of the Year, the Best Pop Duo Group Performance at the 2023 Grammy Awards. The album has sold over 2.5 million copies worldwide. Who would have thought they'd come back and come back and come back again? From the 70s, there was a lull in the 80s, it has to be said. Then in the 90s, with the release of those two films, they just keep coming back. This is I Still Have Faith in You.
I still have faith in you. I see it now. Through all these years, that faith lives on. Somehow there was a union of heart and mind, the likes of which are rare and oh so hard to find. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. I still have faith in you, and I will say I never really thought I'd feel this way. inconceivable it is to reach this far. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. In there, for I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. Do I have it in me? Crazy things we did, it all comes down to love. Do I have it in me?
You have been listening to a Bondi Tunes International special on the lives and times, the huge successes of one of the world's largest bands. Thank you for joining me. My name's Henry. I live on Bondi Beach. Oh, and ABBA, thank you for the music.
The sun never sets on Bondi Tunes.